DC's War Madness. It's refreshing, or maybe it's just encouraging sometimes to know that there are other people out there that suffer from our moral consciousness, and that we're not alone. I mean, just for the sake of knowing that, am I the last one left on the earth? No, you're not. This past week has been an immensely clarifying and profoundly demoralizing one in American politics, writes Mitterlinker. It has demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt that the country's foreign policy establishment, along with its leading center-right and center-left politicians and pundits, are hopelessly, perhaps irredeemably, deluded about the role of the United States in the world, Hoss. Mitterlinker, you need to add 84% of Republicans in there. We all have family members that need to be added into this, too. Oh, no, I think it was what... No. What Trump did was autumn. Mitterlinker? Did you miss the part about the kids being gassed? I don't know. Did you miss the part about the kids being scalded with saline in a Planned Parenthood abortuarium? Did you? Did you miss the part about the Dr. Bernard Nathanson's The Silent Scream video where the forceps are used to separate the skull from the rest of the body in the womb as the child in a futile effort tries to preserve its life? Did you miss that? Back to Linker. From the start of the 2016 Republican primaries on down, through Donald Trump's surprise electoral victory, the transition and the opening months of his administration, members of this foreign policy establishment and these leading politicians and pundits have been united in expressing dismay and alarm about Trump's lack of temperamental and intellectual fitness to serve as commander-in-chief. Yet the moment, that's a profound point right there. All the haranguing that we've been hearing about Trump this and Trump that. He's not fit to be commander-in-chief. Did you hear what he said? He flew off the handle and tweeted out X. These are all irrational things. Oh, give the go-ahead to lob Tomahawk cruise missiles. By the way, I have a 1,000-pound payload of ordnance. That's 1,000 pounds of explosives. I know. It's a mere drop in the bucket. Yes. But doing that, that's not irrational. Sending a tweet out is irrational. Sending a bomb out is not. See the mental disconnect there?